Welcome to Sports from the Couch.
I gotta say, it's the stupidest thing in sports.
With your host, Mike Mercado.
Players cannot stand them. Coaches cannot stand them. Most importantly, the fans can't stand them.
Brought to you by Mercado Airways.
I'm gonna say it once, and hopefully I'm wrong, but it's a disaster waiting to happen.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
Hello and welcome in, friends, to another edition of Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. I want to thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Hopefully you guys are all being safe and sound. We are recording this on Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. Normally here on Sports from the Couch, we celebrate the brand new NFL week on a Thursday. But we are doing some work. Your boy has a brand new job at the radio station, so we have some important news we have to be taking care of with the presidential elections here in the United States. So I am recording this on Wednesday. If any new news drops over the next few hours leading into Thursday night football, please make sure you guys are catching up to us all over the universe. We're on Twitter at Mike M Media. The show is also on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. I'm on Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. We're on every major podcasting platform at Mercado Airwaves. Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. And of course, play video games with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves Network. So like I mentioned, we are here on a Wednesday as we're recording this. This will be released on Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. Getting ready for week 7 already in the NFL. That's crazy that we are this deep into the NFL season. We have some picks we have to make. Normally we do some news on top of the show to talk about it, but in case you missed any deep conversations, you want to talk something about the World Series that's going on Monday, we did a Sports from the Couch, a later edition of the show. Normally we do a morning edition. We did a afternoon evening edition with Paul Shavari from Baseball Weekend Journal, and we previewed the World Series. Currently game 2 is going on. Game 1 went to the LA Dodgers, taking a 1-0 lead in the World Series. We'll see how today shakes out along with the rest of the series. So you want to see how we thought it would break down, check out that podcast. But with that out of the way, let's go ahead and make some picks. We won't keep you all. We have stuff to do. You have stuff to do. So let's get into this bad boy. And we will start off with the greatest Thursday night football matchup of all time, the New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. Instead of talking about this garbage game, you can see that I'm wearing some merch here, some Mercado Airwaves. We have a bunch of awesome merch at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. Check it out, especially this holiday season. And with that, I guess we have to pick a team. The Giants, Philadelphia. I guess I'll go Philly because they're a home team. I mean, is this not the worst division in the NFL? Maybe in the history of the NFL? Horrible, horrible division. We have Buffalo versus the Jets. I'm going to go with the Bills in this matchup, obviously. The Bills look pretty good at certain points against the Chiefs. Again, I just think there's a level difference between the Chiefs and a lot of teams in the National Football League right now. Buffalo's a nice team. I think Buffalo has a chance to make some real noise. It would have been interesting to see had they gotten Le'Veon Bell, how that would have gone into the mix. But I like Josh Allen. What's interesting about Josh Allen is, unlike a lot of other young quarterbacks in the NFL, he seems to be going through the most traditional growth. You know, he's making mistakes. It's on the field, but it almost feels like this is what you would have seen back when Big Ben was first in the league or Eli was in the league. Do I think he's going to be as successful as like a Patrick Mahomes? Probably not. But I'm looking at how this team is set up. I'm looking at how the organization is moving forward. I think he's going to have more success than Deshaun Watson, Gardner Minshew, Sam Darnold, depend if Trevor Lawrence ends up in the Jets. I mean, there's a lot of guys who I think Josh Allen's going to have a better career than, going to have more success than. A Derek Carr, for example, although it'll be interesting to see what Oakland does. It's tough in that division. So I like Buffalo, not just in this matchup. I like Buffalo moving forward. Maybe not so early, especially against the Chiefs, but you know, I think they're definitely going to bounce back in this matchup. We have the Panthers taking on the Saints. The Saints coming off a bye. It looks like Michael Thomas has a messed up hamstring now. It's like that team can't get right. Carolina losing to the Bears. Won't have Christian McCaffrey, it seems like, at least this week. They might have him for Thursday Night Football the following week. You know, it's interesting. I think Carolina is a lot better than a lot of us thought they were going to be after they lost Christian McCaffrey, getting Teddy Bridgewater when you have to move on from Cam Newton. I think a lot of people were really down on this Carolina team. And obviously, New Orleans, I was telling you, I thought they were one of the two favorites to get to the Super Bowl from the NFC. At this point, I don't think they've looked all that great. They've won games, but I don't think they've looked great. So I think I'm going to go with New Orleans in this matchup. But here's the thing. People are saying this, it's going to be this blowout, or it's going to be this like track meet. This is a division matchup. You know, I know we saw with Oakland and Kansas City, but that's just the nature of playing against the Chiefs. I don't know if this is going to be like as high scoring as a lot of people think it's going to be. And what's interesting is seeing Tampa Bay, we'll talk about them. They got themselves a big win against the Packers. So this is a big matchup for New Orleans, but I'll go with the Saints in this one. But watch out for Carolina. We have ourselves the Browns versus Bengals matchup, an Ohio matchup. So Cleveland goes on a track meet 1 week, gets shut down the next week. You know, who is this Cleveland team? The Cincinnati team, I like some of their pieces, but obviously they're a team that's not set up to win right now. You have to like how your future looks with a Joe Burrow, but it's going to take some time to get Cincinnati at a right place so that they can actually compete. I'm going to go with Cleveland in this matchup. I'm not super confident about them winning this game, but I kind of like them at least winning this. Cincinnati will make it interesting, though, I think at the very least. Dallas and Washington. Look it. This one strictly comes down to, can Alex Smith score on that horrible Dallas defense? See, because Andy Dalton is a professional quarterback. Say what you will about how Dallas has looked. He might be able to beat a bad defense. I would be, you know, us finding out what just happened to Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tua Tagovailoa becoming a new quarterback for the Dolphins. Maybe Dallas would be talking something to Miami. That'd be interesting, you know, but Dallas, Washington. I think we'll go with Dallas in this matchup. I think Zeke bounces back. I think he has a big game. Dallas has to stop somebody at some point, right? That defense is one of the worst. At least that's what it comes off to. I have to think they have to stop somebody. If you can't stop Alex Smith coming back from a broken leg / amputated leg, like, who are you going to beat? So, Detroit versus Atlanta. Oh, what a matchup. A matchup that there's going to be a bunch of points. Two disappointing franchises just internally forever and ever. Atlanta, sorry guys. I mean, that's horrible. Here's the thing. I'm going to go with Atlanta in this matchup. Detroit, for all intents and purposes, should win this game. They're a better team right now, which is why they're going to lose this game. They're going to go down to Atlanta. Atlanta's going to put up a bunch of points. Calvin Ridley and Julio Jones are going to go off. They're going to find a way to kind of get right. They're not going to be bad enough to get Trevor Lawrence. They're not going to be good enough to actually make any type of run. This is the type of game Atlanta wins and Detroit loses, both of them getting in their own way. You know, like both of them doing things that are just hurtful to the organization. And that's what's going to happen this week. So I got Atlanta winning that matchup over Detroit. Packers, Texans. Two teams that need wins. Two teams that need to bounce back in so many different ways and for so many different reasons. Green Bay specifically. That showing against Tampa Bay as America's Game of the Week from Fox wasn't good. Now, obviously, here in Chicago, we all know that that's just whatever. Aaron Rodgers is going to be just fine. That offense is going to be just fine. But it is a reminder that they can be got. That defense isn't as elite. Not that they're not good. Not that they're not at any given Sunday can they shut somebody down. But here's the point. You've seen now almost everywhere around the league that anybody can be had except for, it seems like, Kansas City. Even with that Oakland game, they've shown that they could lose. But what's the formula to beat Kansas City? You got to outscore them, right? Good luck. You might catch them on a Sunday, but good luck. You've seen it around the league, though. Like, a lot of these teams do have faults. A lot of these teams are going through the scrap heap to get any type of player depth. So I think for this Green Bay game, I thought a lot of guys and a lot of analysts, a lot of girls thought that this Green Bay team was going to be one of these sneaky, sneaky win 13 games, go 13-3 and go to the Super Bowl. It's all possible, but it's not going to be easy. And there's going to be hiccups along the way. With that along, I think they're better than Houston. I think Green Bay shows out. I think they ball out. I think they respond. And I just don't think Houston's a really good team. I think they have really nice pieces like a Will Fuller and obviously Deshaun Watson. But other than that, I really don't like that team. So I'll go with Green Bay in that matchup. Here we go. A heavyweight matchup. Pittsburgh versus Tennessee. The Titans taking on the Steelers. Derrick Henry just balling out. MVP candidate right now. I mean, obviously it's super early in the season, but you got to call it what it is. Pittsburgh, great defense. Awesome offensive weapons. Big Ben is taking care of the ball. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh in this matchup. But here's the thing. If Tennessee wins this game, all bets are off. They are just as much a true contender. Now, mind you, they were in it, and they've made runs at it even just as last year. But this is a big game. This is a big statement game. Pittsburgh wins, it kind of just solidifies what we all thought about them. Tennessee wins them, kind of puts them, makes them arrive to the national media. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh in this matchup, but Tennessee would be really fun to see if they won, if they can come out and win this game. How about another fun one? Arizona versus Seattle. Now, here's the thing. Here's one of my upsets. I'm going to go with Arizona in this matchup. Now, we saw what they did against Dallas. That's whatever. You know, everybody's going to do that at Dallas. Seattle's going to put up points. Obviously, Seattle's going to put up points. Can they stop anybody? And the type of offense that Arizona brings kind of lends itself to beating Seattle, in my opinion. Now, mind you, I'm not this crazy expert, but what I see is with Kyler Murray, with a Kenyon Drake and a Chase Edmonds, you're able to really kill the clock every time, as long as you're able to get first downs. And you can do that when you have the best receiver in the league right now in DeAndre Hopkins. And then defensively, you make a stop here or there. And this is at Arizona. So whether that helps a team like Seattle who has guys like a Tyler Lockett or a DK Metcalf, I don't know. And now there's this talk about Antonio Brown being in talks now that his suspension time would be up, signing with Seattle. I don't think it'd be in time for him to go against this matchup. But that obviously that offense is crazy dangerous. But I feel in a division matchup at home with that type of offense, this is a game Arizona wins. Do they win come December, January? I don't know. That we're talking about playoffs now in that scenario. But here, I think this is a game they win. So I'll go with Arizona as one of my upsets of the week. We have Jacksonville taking on the Chargers. I need Gardner Minshew to shoot ball out. That would be fun since Lamar is off this week. Just a personal talk about my fantasy team. We have ourselves Jaguars, Chargers in LA. These are almost like two mirror teams, right? Two teams that have had some success. They kind of have also been disappointing. They can put up points. They can also just lay eggs. I don't know if Gardner Minshew is the future quarterback of Jacksonville. I think they would have loved to have been able to make a run at Trevor Lawrence. He's not going to be around for them because the Jets are going to make sure that they hold on to that. Interesting. I don't know, guys. This one's a tough one. I'm going to go with the Chargers. I feel like things are going right for them. You know, like momentum-wise, I think they like where they're going. They're not going to have Austin Eckler, I don't believe, but I'll go with the Chargers in this game. I think they're just a better ran team, so we'll go with LA winning at home in this one. Kansas City versus Denver, I mean, we'll go Kansas City. You know, I'll be one of these guys that I'm always going to pick Kansas City for the most part. Depending on how much confidence I have in them, it's always going to change week to week, but you're going to have to prove to me why I shouldn't pick Kansas City. Denver-wise, I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess watch out for Tim Patrick. He's been kind of nice in fantasy football. We'll see what happens with the whole Melvin Gordon situation. So, yeah, I mean, I'll go with the Chiefs in this one. It's a pretty easy one, in my opinion. San Francisco, New England. Saying all that, right? Denver just beat New England. Now, New England, obviously, having some issues with the whole COVID thing. Cam Newton was gone. Like, there's obviously some stuff going on. I think they're better than San Francisco. It'd be interesting to see Deebo Samuel and with Jimmy Garoppolo and Greg Kittle, like George Kittle, excuse me. Like, there's plenty to like about San Francisco. This one's interesting, right? Like, it's at New England. I'm going to go with the Patriots on this one. You know what? I don't believe in the narrative. Like, if there's ever a time to not go and buck against the trend, there's no way Jimmy Garoppolo is going to go into Foxborough and outplay whatever scheme Bill Belichick has set up for them. And after that horrible showing in Denver, the Patriots will win this game. He'll have them right. And if they don't, then you can sound the alarms. These aren't the same Patriots that your dad used to watch. And here we go, Sunday Night Football. We have the Buccaneers and the River Raiders. This is a fun matchup. Obviously, an old Super Bowl matchup from back in the day. Tom Brady, Derek Carr. You have John Gruden, Bruce Arians. There's a lot to like about this matchup. What's funny is Vegas has a really nice offense, I think. Tampa Bay has a good defense. Tampa Bay obviously has some offensive weapons. They've been coming back from injuries. But Vegas, I think they have that swag. First of all, they're believing in themselves. I like Darren Waller. I like Josh Jacobs. So, you know what? I'm going to go another upset at home. I'm going with Vegas winning. And I'm going to see. It'll be fun to see if Vegas ends up being a really good home team. But I'll go with Vegas in this matchup. And finally, here we go, everybody. The Chicago Bears taking on the LA Rams, the division-leading Chicago Bears. I might tell you, taking on the LA Rams. So before we get into that, we could, I guess, talk a little about this past Sunday. I mean, we're a little deep into the week. We didn't do a proper review and post-game of last week's Bears game as they go ahead and won another one, getting themselves into the division lead. I mean, what the big thing about the Chicago Bears right now, if Mitch Trubisky was playing against Aaron Rodgers, who do you think the favorite is going to blow it out of the water? It's, of course, Aaron Rodgers, right? And you don't even feel too good about that. If you're a Bears fan and it's Nick Foles taking on Aaron Rodgers, you may not feel good about the Bears winning that matchup to begin with. You may not think that they have a chance of winning that matchup. But you do feel like at any given moment, any given play, Nick Foles can get you back in it. Now, what does that mean in this matchup specifically, in my opinion? Jared Goff ain't no Aaron Rodgers. Jared Goff has always had trouble against Khalil Mack in this defense. And quite frankly, they don't have Todd Gurley. So what offensive weapons? Robert Woods is nice. Kupp is nice. They do. Tyler Higbee, like, okay, I can name names because we play fantasy football. But this seems like a 20-16 game to me, friends. And I think them doing what they did to Carolina and them winning some of these other games, I think nationally a lot of people are going to pick the Rams. I know a lot of people aren't liking this 5-1 Bears team. I do agree it's a pretty soft 5-1 team because between the loss of Indianapolis and you've seen what happened the first 2 weeks of the season where you were giving these games, although you had to come back in one of them with Nick Foles. I think this is the statement game. This is one of the statement games this week. Even though it being in LA, Monday Night Football, the big stage, can Jared Goff beat a top 10 defense? Sometimes on any given Sunday, the best defense in the league, in the Chicago Bears. I'm going to put my money on the Bears because defensively, I trust them more than the quarterback on the other team. And the quarterback on Chicago's side is somebody who's a daredevil, who doesn't care if he throws 3 interceptions. If he only needs 2 touchdowns to win, he can throw 5 interceptions for all he cares. And I believe in that dude, which is crazy because I wouldn't favor them to win any Super Bowl. I wouldn't favor them to make any crazy playoff push. But from game to game, that's what it's going to be. It's, well, how much do I trust the opposition of them? And I don't trust the Rams in this matchup. So I'm going to go with the Bears winning in LA on Monday Night Football. And with that, we go ahead and make our confidence points on them. If you're new here to Sports on the Couch, as we make our picks every week, we make our picks. And then on CBS Sports, they give you confidence points. Depending on how many games there are that week, that's the value you put in the game. And that's how many points you're awarded if you are correct. With that, let's go ahead and make our point predictions. And let's just go ahead and see who's playing the Jets again. We look. Where are those lowly Jets? Buffalo and the Jets. Here's the scary thing, though, right? The Jets aren't going to go 0-16, are they? I don't think they're going to go 0-16. So at some point, they're going to win a game. So that's going to be really, really sad when it happens, and it's egg all over your face. Now, also with that in mind, I put that up there, but there's some tough matchups, and, you know, I'm not confident about a bunch of them, but I'll go ahead and I'll put Green Bay. I don't like Houston. You know, I think Houston's going to waste a lot of Deshaun Watson. I hope I'm wrong, but I think they're going to waste a lot of him. So I'll go ahead and put Green Bay a little bit higher than, definitely higher than Philadelphia, even though I think the Giants are garbage. That's a game the Giants could definitely win. Which, I don't think I'm going to change my mind, but keep an eye on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk and at Mike M Media in case I do make any changes to my picks. Keep looking around. Who do I like? See, these are some tough ones. I guess Kansas City, you know, even though they go ahead and beat New England, I mean, it would be crazy if in 1 week they beat New England and the very next week they beat the Chiefs. That would definitely be insane. I don't think that's going to happen, but, you know, we'll go ahead and we'll put some points on them. And if you're right now, I'm picking it through. And if you're watching us on Facebook and YouTube, you can see it. If you are listening to us on the podcast, first of all, thank you for joining us. We'll go ahead and repeat all our actual picks in just 1 second. And as I continue to look, yeah, you know, like there's some tough ones. So I'm actually pretty confident in Chicago. I'm going to put like 7 or 8 points on them. And as I continue to, like, I'm not crazy confident in, like, Philadelphia over the Giants. I'll lower them a little bit. See, like, I'm pretty confident in Chicago. I'm pretty confident in Atlanta. I'm pretty confident in Pittsburgh. See, Pittsburgh's interesting, but, you know, just because they're playing Tennessee. But I'll go ahead and put them there. Like, who am I not really serious that they're going to win their games? Sorry about that, guys. If you're watching us, we scroll down a little too much. Like, Dallas over Washington, I don't know who's going to win that game. I'm going to go ahead and lower that one all the way down. I think Vegas is going to win, so I'll put them a little bit higher. I like Vegas' odds much more than New England, more than even Cleveland, less than Pittsburgh. Okay. Cleveland, Cincinnati, yeah, I'll put 6 points on Cleveland since getting that one. 4 on Arizona over Seattle. The Chargers, Jacksonville, I mean, yeah, I don't know who's going to win that matchup. New England, San Francisco, I don't know who's going to win that matchup. So keep looking around. So like Philadelphia, I guess I'll keep it this way. Keep up with us up to date in case I kind of change my mind. We're doing this a little earlier on Wednesdays. Normally this is Thursday night, heading into Thursday night football, but bear with me. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media, Couch Sports Talk, if we end up changing up that. But we've made our picks. We'll go ahead and put and solidify them for you. With 14 confidence points, I have the Bills over the Jets. With 13 confidence points, I have the Packers beating the Texans. I put 12 confidence points on the Chiefs beating the Denver Broncos. 11 confidence points on New Orleans beating the Panthers. 10 confidence points on the Eagles beating the Giants. That might change. Just keep an eye on that one. 9 confidence points on the Bears beating the Rams on Monday Night Football. Make sure you're tuning in on Tuesday as we will do a special post-game show all about that and maybe a preview on Monday on Couch Sports Talk on Twitter here on Sports from the Couch. I have 8 confidence points on the Falcons beating the Lions. 7 confidence points on the Steelers beating the Titans. I put 6 confidence points on the Raiders beating the Buccaneers in Vegas. 5 confidence points on the Browns beating the Bengals. 4 confidence points on the Cardinals upsetting the Seahawks. 3 confidence points on the Chargers beating Jacksonville. 2 confidence points in the Patriots over San Francisco. That might change later in the sense of value. I might put more value on that as the week goes on. And 1 confidence points on Dallas over Washington. Someone's got to win that matchup. And with that, guys, that'll do it for us on this edition here on Sports from the Couch on Mercado Airwaves. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Thank you for joining us on this special edition. We are recording it a little bit earlier than normal. We are doing some work over at the new radio station I am working at. So it is important times here in the United States. Have to do some work. So we're recording this right now. If anything changes, our picks, any news, injuries, we will be up to date with you guys, letting you know how we are changing it. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media, and the show's on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. Like, rate, review, and share us wherever you get your favorite podcast at Mercado Airwaves. We're on YouTube, youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. Like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. We have swag at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves just in time for this holiday season. And if you would like to be a producer of the show, join us at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. They're home to our interviews with athletes and celebrities that you get ad-free. And before anybody else, that's patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. Enjoy all the games. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. We will see you next time here on Sports from the Couch on the Mercado Airwaves Network. I'm Mike Mercado.